I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, Chris Price, Boston Globe, is one of our favorites in the Boston area for all things New England Patriots on Twitter, at C Price Globe, and that's where we head to right now. Go to the East Coast. Cam Newton links up with Bill Belichick on a one-year deal, minimum contract situation, and he competes with Jared Stidham to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. And Chris joins us now. Chris, it's good to have you on with us here in Portland, man. I hope your summer's been going okay. What were your thoughts to the signing of Cam Newton?
Well, one of the things that initially comes to mind is the fact that, quite honestly, no matter what you think of the Patriots, they're certainly never boring. We had a relative downturn here in New England over the last couple of months. You know, no Brady, no Gronkowski, but you know, the arrival of Cam Newton should make things a lot more interesting, at least for Patriots fans going into this, going into training camp, because this is a guy who, if he is half the player he was when he won the MVP back in 2015, he brings a real dynamic element to this New England offense. I think they're going to be running the ball an awful lot more in 2020, though, ultimately, to answer your question. I think this team is going to look an awful lot different than the team that lost in the wild card round to the Titans, and I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
How close of a look did they get at him just to figure out how healthy he is? Because I think that's the elephant in the room with Cam Newton. We know how talented he can be when he's healthy, but the last 2 years was far from that. Just how close of a look were they able to get at him and figure out how the shoulder and the ankle are doing?
Well, I think that's the $64,000 question here, really, and I'm not sure, at least initially, what sort of procedure that they may have put him through, whether it was a workout, whether it was a full-on physical, you know, whatever the case may be. I know that there are certain protocols in place now that might prevent, a full, kicking of the tires, for lack of a better term. But you have to believe that they are relatively secure when you're talking about Newton's health. This is a guy who was very, very durable, all the way up through 2017, the last couple of years, not so much. But if he's, like I said before, if he's half the guy he was in 2015, 2016, the Patriots have to like where they are when it comes to their quarterback competition in 2020.
Yeah, this is Chris Price of Boston Globe, one of our favorites over there in Boston area. He's on Twitter, at C Price Globe, and covering the Patriots for an awfully long time. The first thing that came to my mind, we just talked about this like 10 minutes ago, Chris, the first thing that popped into my mind when the Pats announced that they'd signed Cam Newton was that just absolute bloodbath that the Ravens gave the Patriots last year when they met up. I think it was a Sunday night football game, and Lamar Jackson ran all over them. You mentioned you think they're going to be more of a running team. I was kind of wondering aloud, how much of watching Lamar Jackson do that, having a great athlete at the quarterback position, different from what he's had for so many years, do you think Belichick's going to radically change what their offense has been with Josh McDaniels?
Yeah, I do. I don't think it's going to be, as much running as maybe we saw out of the Ravens last year. But honestly, look, this is the first truly mobile quarterback. And I'm working here under the assumption that he's going to make the team, he's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But, that being understood, this is the first really mobile quarterback the Patriots have had since Steve Grogan back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, Newton broke Steve Grogan's rushing record for most rushing touchdowns for a quarterback when he was, his rookie year. So they're going to look different. And I think part of this is just because things were going to change anyway with, the removal of Brady from the offense. But this is a team that is really well positioned to run the ball. in 2020. I'm not just talking about Cam Newton, but they have guys mm-hmm. like, you know, James White and Rex Burkhead, and they drafted a guy in the third round last year, Damien Harris, a running back at Alabama, who really wasn't used at all last year. You know, they have Sony Michel. They have a bunch of really talented running backs, and you work those, you pair them with a guy like Newton, who is, again, when he's healthy, is more than capable when it comes to running the football. This team is going to be more of a running team in 2020 than they have in years past, than they've been in years past. I'm not trying to discount the work, you know, the potential work of a guy like D'Keal Harry or Julian Edelman or whoever else they might have, you know, in the passing game, but they're going to run the ball an awful lot in 2020.
Hmm. Yeah, they've had some real positive things to say this offseason about Jarrett Stidham and how he's ready, and some of the players have come out with really kind of glowing reviews of him. Were they just blowing smoke up our butt, or is this actually potentially going to be a quarterback battle in your mind if Cam Newton is healthy?
I think it's going to be fascinating to see, because the question for me right now is this a one-year audition for Cam Newton for the rest of the league, or is this going to be a long-term thing for the Patriots? I think right now I might be more inclined to say it's a long-term thing for the Patriots, again, providing Cam Newton is healthy. You know, it's going to be really interesting to see the way all of this plays out, because I do know that both the players and the coaching staff were very, very high on Jarrett Stidham in 2019, what he was able to do, the way he was able to conduct himself, what he learned as an understudy to Brady, and how he's going to look moving forward. But I, you know, he's the wild card right now, and all new. I mean, is the wild card in all this? Is he coming in here to New England to be a guy who plays well for 1 year, auditions for the rest of the league, and then goes back out on the market? Or is he going to be the long-term guy for the Patriots? I think right now, if I had to guess, I think he's going to be the long-term guy for New England in 2020 and beyond.
Chris, does it? Have they ever gone through a season where they haven't been busted for cheating? Has that happened? It feels like I'm not saying that it means that they win all their games by cheating. I do think that they cross a line, but I also think they prepare and they're as ready as any team in the NFL, as we've seen for a 20-year run here. But another penalty announced, and coincidentally gets drowned out by the signing of Cam Newton, but a $1 million fine and the loss of a third-round pick. What do we make of this latest cheating scandal?
Yeah, the news is, you know, when it rains, it pours with the Patriots here. You know, you're talking about news coming down, especially on Sunday night like it did. Look, I think that I don't think they probably regret it. I think they definitely do regret it, you know, considering, you know, the opponent, considering the situation, considering what they may or may not have learned from that. It was a stupid thing for them to do, quite frankly. It was even worse for them to get caught. They do lose the third round pick. They're fined $1.1 million. And, you know, quite honestly, it's just another off season here in New England when something like that comes down. So I think they do regret it. And again, I think that if they had to do it all over again, you know, given the circumstances, given the opponent, given the way it was all, you know, rather poorly executed, if you listen to the audio of the thing, I think that they would like to take a mulligan on that one anyway.
Yeah, are you buying the conspiracy theories that they've been holding on to this Cam Newton signing for like 2 weeks and then just dumped it right at the same time, knowing the other news was coming out?
You know, it makes for a good story. But the other thing about Newton, too, you know, in the context of this conversation, and I hear you when you say that, but in the context of this conversation, I think it's really interesting that Newton was the guy who, and you can argue about this, but I think Newton was the guy who was most impacted by the coronavirus thing, you know, that's happened over the last couple of months. And you know, whether he was going to be able to get out there, you know, the market for him, it's tough to determine. We talked about his physical health. He was a guy who was kind of stuck in limbo there for a little while. So while I do think that there might be something fun when it comes to the conspiracy theory, I think the two match up a little too neatly to think about that.
All right, Chris, we'll get you out of here on this one, man. It's a hot take day, so we need you to tell us, will Cam Newton be the starting quarterback week one, assuming the NFL season starts as normally planned?
Yes. Yes, he will. And, you know, you're going to see Jarrett Stidham on the roster. I think you're going to see Brian Hoyer on the roster, because I think he's going to be the unofficial, you know, quarterback whisperer to a guy like Newton and a guy like Jarrett Stidham, because he's been in the system for so long. But I do think that Cam Newton's going to be the Patriots starting quarterback in week one when it comes to the 2020 season.
All right, there we go. Great stuff, as always, from Boston. Chris Price of the Boston Globe, one of our favorites here, talking all things Patriots. The Cam Newton signing yesterday and their fine for being caught cheating against the Bengals all come on the same day. Chris, thanks so much for the time, man. We always appreciate it. I hope you and your family are doing well this summer, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from Chris Price of the Boston Globe on the Cam Newton signing and the penalty the Patriots received from the NFL for cheating against the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.